Welcome to Share Your Umbrella, where we highlight entrepreneurs and their stories of helping their communities through financial services and solutions.
For today's episode, we sat down with one of First Financial Security's top leaders, Executive Field Chairman Bob Brotherton from Brandon, Florida.
Bob has been with us since the very beginning and spoke to us today about what led him to our industry.
Bob has a unique perspective on mastering the cold market and leading with the FFS opportunity. Enjoy. Bob, thank you so much for being here. Welcome. We're really excited to have you. At the top, we really wanted to ask you about why you joined FFS. What was your story and your experience like joining our company?
Prior to FFS, I had a lot of history. I'm originally from Ohio. I had been a college professor in Colombia, South America. Lived in Mexico, lived in Madrid, Spain. Was in Christian student ministry in Florida. I'm bilingual. And I had been actually in the life insurance industry. A friend of mine had shown me the old buy term and invest the difference concepts years ago, and I replaced a policy, and it was a very positive effect. Then I got out of that and went over into the mortgage business. And the mortgage business is the reason I'm here today, because like a lot of people, it was very profitable. And then the whole industry kind of imploded in 2007, 8, 9, or whenever that was. And a lot of people ended up upside down. So I came back into the insurance business with First Financial Security. And that's been, I guess, what, 12 or 13 years ago now. So I guess I was one of the original people that actually joined First Financial. And I'm so glad that I had an insurance license, because I had put all my eggs in one basket, which was the mortgage industry. And the financial services basket is 100 times bigger than just that linear type thing.
Right. Right. It's so much more than one product. So you said that you were a college professor. What did you teach?
Mm-hmm. I taught English as a second language. I worked in the Department of Arts and Letters in Bucaramanga, Colombia. It was an industrial engineering college, and I taught a lot of professors, actually. I was 22 years old when I did that, which was kind of cool. They actually called me Dr. Brotherton, which was kind of a fun thing. Doctor.
Oh, man, that's exciting. Wow. So you have such a varied background, but it does seem like so many of the things you're talking about is really about helping people. And, you know, mortgage, we see a lot of people coming over to insurance from that as well.
We have a number of mortgage people who now are working with us in our team here in FFS because I told them my story. And they might be profiting on what they're doing, but they want a plan B and they want an extra income stream that they can offer to people. And so that's what we're doing is once they are done with their mortgage, we say, hey, I've got one more additional idea for you. Can I get you on a three-way call with one of my business partners? And then we just take it from there. And it's been kind of fun. We have a perfect relationship with people in the mortgage business and in the real estate industry. It's a good flow together.
Interesting. So you've got a lot of those relationships and an automatic in with people. One of the things that we hear from so many agents is, you know, how am I finding clients? Where do I find people? Especially right now with COVID, it's so difficult. But with that, you have just a stream of clients already because you've established those relationships.
When I first came into this business, I came up from Miami, Florida to Tampa, and I didn't know anybody. So I never had a warm market. I never had a natural market, but that ended up being my advantage because you get out there and there's people everywhere. With the economy the way it is today, people are looking to keep their eyes open. Being an entrepreneur, being in a trillion-dollar industry, being something, if you want, you can work from home. We've learned to use Zoom webinars, something I never knew how to do before. I'm not technical by nature. I'm the anti-technical. I'm the other end of the spectrum of whatever. And so I'm glad that certain people can do that. But I meet people daily, and probably the best when I'm at the gym or I'm out in the marketplace. And there's just some simple things that you can say to people that opens doors. And my whole thing has been, you've got to be simple. You've got to keep it very brief, light touch. The markets are everywhere. So I believe that we're blessed to be where we are in First Financial Security. I believe 2021 will be our best year. It'll be my best year financially ever in FFS. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's really incredible. Now, you had mentioned that you had been with us from almost the beginning, really. I mean, since we started. What made you take a chance in FFS? What made you join this opportunity instead of another company?
I'll tell you, four or five things came together at the same time. I've told our people that if I talk to somebody about FFS, when they go away, after hearing me talk, I want them to go away with a couple concepts. Number one, these are really good people. Number two, this is a really good company. Number three, these are really good carriers they represent. Number four, they're really good products. And number five, which is the biggest one, I can do this. And so when I looked at First Financial, it wasn't a hard decision. I had been with other financial services companies for several decades. So I'd been around and seen who was what and knew a lot of the key people. But when I looked at First Financial Security, the first thing I looked at, it's just like those five things I said, the people themselves, high class, integrity people, like Phil Gerlacher, who took a chance and moved his whole home, you know, from Oregon to Atlanta, Georgia. And the staff up there and the people that we work with, that was uppermost to me. And I happen to be a good person, so that was good too. The company itself, when I began to learn about First Financial and the committed people they had there and being a debt-free company, that they were serious about this thing. The carriers are second to none. I mean, we've got companies that have been around over 100 years, many of them over $100 billion of business in the books, many of them debt-free companies. So if we compare our carriers to other people, we're right up there at the top of the food chain when it comes to the products that we offer. They're cutting edge. I had never heard of the index concepts, although I had been in this financial business. All of these index universal life, index annuities were totally something different to me. They sounded way too good to be true. So I did my homework and came away, said, I've got to tell this story to people. If I talk to 100 people today, 95 of them have never heard of our concepts. So we had that. But the biggest thing, as I mentioned, well, the money's good too, obviously. Maybe I should have added in, and there's good money. There's money to be made here. I didn't add that one in. But that was important. And then, but the last one was, I can do this. And that's what I want people going away from. Be impressed, but you can do this. And we'll help you out. We'll be a team here, and whatever level you want to come in, you can come in, and you want to play at us, you know, whatever level or very high level, we will be a team here for you.
Awesome. Yeah, that is, I mean, those five are really such a core part. We've heard over and over again from agents talking about integrity and just the level of people that you work with, which, you know, us at the home office, we really appreciate because we have great coworkers. So, you know, we see them every single day, and it's really been wonderful. I'm glad that it translates to the field, and it's really a determining factor for people.
Absolutely.
So when we look at you kind of first starting out, you talked about not having much of a warm market when you were moving from Miami to Tulsa. What other challenges did you feel like you faced when you were first starting out, and what did you do to overcome them?
Well, I didn't have a team. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know how to get around town. So I had nothing really going on. But I'm a crusader, and I know how to prospect and to meet people from scratch. I could either do a product approach or I could do an opportunity approach. And so I had little scripts I could call people. In those days, you could cold call. But I found out that if I put 100 people in a room and said, how many of you in here need a mortgage? A few hands go up. How many of you in here need real estate? A few hands go up. How many of you need life insurance? A few hands go up. If I said, how many of you need to accumulate more money? 100 hands go up. So I looked at that and I go, well, hey, I guess my favorite approach to people will be to go the business, the opportunity approach, the entrepreneur approach. And if you learn how to do that diplomatically with a very light touch, most people will say yes, and done correctly, they will talk to you. So, you know, if I meet somebody at the gym, I'll give you an example. I was at the gym recently, and I just walked up to somebody that I'd seen him and they'd seen me, and I just said, hey, you're one of the hardcore people. I see you here all the time. And they just laughed, and I chatted with them for a minute, and I just said, listen, you seem to be a sharp person. Our company's expanding here in the area, and I was just wondering if you can to keep your eyes open for other ways to generate income. And they said, yes. So I'm glad to hear that. You know, with the way the economy is right now, it doesn't hurt to keep your eyes open. I said, do me a favor. Give me your cell phone number. I'll give you a call sometime, and I'll give you some information on us. That's about the depth of my complexity. And then I call them back and talk to them for about 90 seconds. Give them a quick, brief overview, generic on First Financial, and then where I go from there is a Zoom webinar. If you believe in what you're doing, if you're not trying, I don't try to sell people, and I don't try to recruit them either. Actually, all I want to do is expose them to an opportunity. Give me a few minutes. Let me share with you. If there's an interest, fine. If there's not, fine.
Well, and I think that perspective is so genuine and helpful. One, you know, one of the things I'm hearing is, you know, seeing a problem that you want to solve, seeing a need that everyone has, wanting more money, wanting more variety and flexibility in the ways that they can earn income, and then being open to the opportunity and being open to helping them. And that spirit, I think, really comes across when you're communicating with folks.
I mean, there's many different ways you can help people and make a living. This is just one of them. But this one, the impact you can have on somebody is enormous. Plus, you can create a legacy. I'll give you an example. When I first came into our business, I was talking to a young couple about 30 miles south of Tampa. And the husband, I think, was a truck driver. I forget what she did. They had two small children at home. They're both 28. And I put them in $1 million life insurance policy. And it was term insurance. And about 6 months later, I got a call from the wife. She was telling me her husband had been killed in an accident. This is my first death claim I'd ever done. And before that, you know, it was just selling a product. But I remember the check came in and we did the paperwork. They sent the check directly to me, the agent. And I remember it. I got a check for $1 million made out to the widow. And I remember I went to her house sometime later, maybe it was 30 days later, and she has like a group meeting or something, friends and family at her house. And I came over and I was overdressed for it. I had a three-piece suit in the summertime. I didn't know what I was doing. I was hot and sweaty. And these were her family, and people came up and said, well, who are you? I said, well, you know, I was her insurance agent. And people were bringing in food and desserts, and there was flowers. And I kind of felt bad because I didn't bring any food or desserts in. But I did bring in $1 million. And I had it inside my coat pocket, and I stayed for a while. And then I went over to the widow, and I remember saying, listen, this will never bring your husband back, but this is what he wanted. And I handed her a check for $1 million. And, you know, that's $1 million tax-free. And it's a death benefit. It's a proceed. And I delivered on a promise because of the company. And it changed me forever. That woman never went back to work. Her kids were educated. She ended up paying off her home. But that day, I went from commission to mission is I tell people, and I said, I like the feeling of what I can do for people. But now people don't have to die with life insurance. We have living benefits. We have annuities. You can have people call you back. I had a guy I put in an annuity years ago, and he called me back 6 or 7 years later and said, Bob, I've lost money everywhere except with you. Mm-hmm. That was an annuity I had offered him through First Financial with one of our carriers. So people don't have to die, you know, so we can go in different areas. So it's a pretty unique thing. But for most cases, most people haven't heard of what we do.
Right.
They don't know. They just put us in a category. So pretty cool stuff.
I mean, it's like you said earlier, you know, you hadn't heard about indexing, didn't know about those products despite being in the industry, despite being adjacent to it. You know, it's kind of the industry's best kept secret that there's so many products out there to serve people. We have called this podcast the Share Your Umbrella podcast because umbrellas are really a symbol of the insurance industry. It's about sheltering people. It's about giving people cover and protection. And we want to share that, you know, both when it comes to the product and also the opportunity of being able to grow your team, grow your umbrella, so to speak. But I wondered, you know, the story that you just shared is a really good example. But if you have any stories about a meaningful time when you shared that coverage with people, when you grew your team, when you really shared the opportunity and felt like it made a big impact, or even the products.
It's kind of a nice feeling. Since I just talked about the product, I'll talk about the opportunity. It's a nice feeling to know that you can bring people into this industry, and because of you, because of something you told them, that you had an impact in somebody's life. That somebody had to talk to me initially about our company. And what if they hadn't have done that? What if they had felt nervous or embarrassed or inferior, or they were going to offend me or whatever it was? But because they did, it changed my life. And I remember the first person that told me about our business, and he said, Bob, if you like what we do, number one, you'll never be unemployed the rest of your life. I said, oh, I like that. That sounds really good. Number two, you can live wherever you want to live in the United States, as long as there's people there. If it's just antelope and bears, that might not work. So I said, well, I think I like Florida. Now with the internet, I can live anywhere. I could live up with the antelope, and I guess as long as I have an internet connection. But the third thing he said is, Bob, I'll share with you how to create an income stream for the rest of your life. And so generally when I talk to people, I use those three assurances every time. How valuable is that to somebody with what's happened with coronavirus and brick and mortar and businesses shut down and et cetera, that during this really trying time here, we can navigate from home on a computer? I grew up in Northwest Ohio. My father was a small country doctor, and all my uncles and family were farmers. So everybody I knew around me was self-employed. Mm-hmm. And we never talked about retirement. It just didn't exist. The bottom line was you just worked until you died, I guess. But if you liked it. So that was pretty much all I ever saw. So I never really had this idea of being an employee or working for somebody else. I think it's great. I had been an employee, but I liked the freedom of being an entrepreneur, of being in business for yourself. Our business is very forgiving. I've got a friend in the competitive company. She is 95 years old. She started in our business, in our industry, at 67 years old. And she makes six-figure income today. I think she's messing around a lot. I think she puts in a 10-hour week or something. But where else can you start in your 60s, okay, or 70s if you want? And, you know, you're thinking, well, I'm going to start when I'm 20 and 30 and get a 401k and an IRA and be frugal and be all this. Yeah, maybe, and maybe the market will take it away. Maybe the taxes will take it away. But if you're self-employed and you're an entrepreneur, nobody's ever going to take it away from you.
Yeah, that's huge. And having something, you know, like you said, being able to live wherever you want, that's such a big deal for people retiring, is being able to live. You know, you've been fortunate to, you chose well early on and live somewhere sunny, but I'm from Minnesota, and there's a real concern of, you know, okay, well, how are we going to get some good weather for a little while? Where are we going to move to? And, you know, a brick and mortar business, you can run it to an extent if you got people in place, but you can't pick up and just move the way you can with our industry. And, you know, with Zoom and everything, like you're saying, and you can reach people so much further.
I've got a webinar with our team tonight, and I said, here's my word for 2021. And my word for 2021 is the word together. If we stay together, and if we're united, and we're a team, we're going to be really, really strong. This is the year 2021 for me. You don't need a massive big team to really put some numbers on the board and to do some things, but you really need to stay together. So this year I'm working on being a nicer guy and caring more for teammates and just, hey, how you doing and what's going on, and doing the webinars. And we haven't been able to do as many of the face-to-face, let's get together and meet. But that's going to be my focus in 2021, is building a new team, but really being tight.
All right. Well, Bob, I think we are set. This is fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for being on, and we will be in touch.
Man, it's always good hearing from Bob, just running the system. So much confidence in 2020. I love hearing people who have a lot of optimism and just a really bright outlook on what 2020 is going to look like from them and their business. It never gets old for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has a lot of resilience, I think, and ability to get back up. I thought it was so impressive that he just kind of cruised in to the new town. All he had was a cold market and just really got it together from there, just alone in Florida.
I mean, not only that, but he loves the cold market.
Yeah.
I mean, we hear from so many folks, and actually, I totally understand this. For me, approaching people that I know and who I already have a relationship with, and when there is jeopardy there, mm-hmm. when there's a risk of that going sour, there's so much anxiety around that. Mm-hmm. But cold market, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares if the guy at Starbucks, what he thinks of you? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't matter. Yeah. So I loved Bob's attitude of, I came here, I didn't know anyone, so I had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And just this, like, well, and, you know, if you've ever met Bob or know Bob in person, he is such a charismatic, kind of infectious person who you want to be around, mm-hmm. right? You want to be with him. You want to talk to him. He just has one of those personalities that I think lends itself to going up to total strangers and being like, I probably have something that you want.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
That definitely came across when he was talking about teaching in Colombia. And yeah, that's very interesting. Such a good talker. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So many stories there. I feel like we just scratched the surface mm-hmm. of his life. Too little time, but
yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to have him on again. It was great.
Yeah, I thought that was a good point. With the person at Starbucks, there's no history. There's a potential future if they say yes. But yeah, with more market, it's higher stakes. There, you have a whole history and a whole, you know, potential future if it rubs someone the wrong way or if they say no. I think it's just shyness that keeps people from the cold market, but that's easily overcome. And I think Bob as a model is a nice thing to hear.
We talk so much too about the value of the warm market, but at the same time, we always want to balance that with, you know, the reason why you're getting into this business, the reason why we want to have businesses of our own is control, right? And it is because we value the relationships that we already have. And so for us, we want you to approach your warm market, talk to them, because we really believe that everyone deserves financial security. Everyone deserves peace of mind. Everyone deserves to know that as they age and as they get into later years, as they get into, you know, their prime working years, they should have the confidence to know that if something happens to them, they're covered, but also that they're going to be able to meet their needs or exceed their needs in retirement, that they're going to be able to have independence and financial freedom far into the future. And you want that for your loved ones, right? And so that's why we talk about that. Not because we want you to pester people. I mean, it's one of the differences of having a product that's so valuable and that people care about and want so much right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've seen that there are two ways to share the umbrella. I think in the one's a product, sharing it through product, and the other is sharing through opportunity. And Bob definitely took a sharing through opportunity approach. It it said it usually took him about 90 seconds to know whether someone would hop on a Zoom webinar with him. And his way of sharing the umbrella is like when he asked the room of 100 people, if you ask them like who has life insurance, a few hands go up, who here needs more money, almost all of them will shoot up. And that's the sharing of the opportunity and being able to provide what you got out of this business to someone else is rewarding, I think. Yeah.
I think you touched on something interesting too, where he really leans into the idea that this opportunity is a way for you to have a new career or for you to do a side hustle, mm-hmm. right? It's flexible. It's scalable. There are so few barriers to entry in terms of startup costs. You know, there's not this massive amount of effort and time and product that you're just sitting on. That's not the case here at all. It's about knowledge and it's about getting into the industry and knowing what you're talking about. And that's really it. And so, you know, we've seen people do this where you don't have to retire, right? You can just keep doing this on the side for years and doing it occasionally if you want to take months off to travel. Or you can go after it 100% all in all the time. And, you know, that's where we see people's businesses just bloom. But I think for Bob, he's really about this can be for anyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to talk to me about how to make a little bit more money. Mm-hmm. Everyone is feeling insecure right now. Everyone feels like, what do I do next with my finances? And that this can be a great answer. So I just loved that he embraced that so enthusiastically. And he wasn't shy about the fact that, yeah, this is a great business. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I want more people to join?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm glad we heard from him. I think his confidence can really help. We want to thank you for listening. You can follow us at FFS News on Facebook. Visit firstfinancialsecurity.com to see blog updates. We'll be posting some blogs along with this and future episodes.
We'll see you next time.